Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for February 26, 2019. In today's news, ThyssenKrupp has delivered its largest ever Sweden contract. Houston Century Elevators has been acquired by brand Safeway. A mixed-use tower is rising on the Brooklyn skyline. A broken elevator cable caused a fatal accident in Nepal. And multiple uses are foreseen for what could become the tallest building in Harlem.
ThyssenKrupp has delivered its largest ever contract in Sweden. 53 elevators, 27 escalators, and 15 platform lifts to the new mixed-use Urban Escape in Stockholm. Urban Escape consists of 5 buildings, 4 streets, and 2 squares, with a tenant list that includes Microsoft, Spotify, and shared office space concept WeWork. ThyssenKrupp began the first phase in 2015, installing 28 elevators, 6 escalators, and 6 platform lifts by 2017. The second phase involved an additional 25 elevators, 9 platform lifts, and 21 escalators. The project was completed in January, and much of the equipment will be maintained by ThyssenKrupp.
Century Elevators, a rack and pinion elevator specialist based in Webster, Texas, a part of the Houston metropolitan area, has been acquired by brand Safeway, a global player in the access and industrial services market with headquarters in Kennesaw, Georgia. The deal became effective on February 22nd, with Century Elevators now operating as Century Elevators by brand Safeway. Founded in 2009 by a team of industry veterans, Century Elevators provides an array of products and services to clients in the oil and gas, petrochemical, mining, power, commercial construction, infrastructure, and transportation industries. It is the exclusive distributor of Pega hoist products throughout North America and of Bocker machine work products throughout the United States.
New York Yimby reports progress is being made on a 40-story, 550-foot-tall tower designed by Hill West Architects and developed by David Schwartz of State Property Group at 570 Fulton Street in downtown Brooklyn, New York. In late February, construction netting surrounded a low-rise building that was to be demolished to make way for the new tower, which will be visually subdivided into multi-level sections. Retail will take up the first 2 floors, with office space designed for smaller tenants above. Approximately 111,250 square feet will house 139 apartments, 30% of which will be affordable. A completion date has not yet been announced.
The cable of an elevator at an under-construction building in Kathmandu, Nepal, snapped, resulting in the deaths of 2 workers and another being critically injured on February 22nd, the Himalayan Times reports. The trio was unloading construction materials from the elevator on the 4th floor of the building at Beer Hospital when the incident occurred. A 30-year-old worker was pronounced dead on the scene, a 25-year-old died while undergoing treatment, and a 20-year-old was being treated in a local trauma center. Police are investigating.
Renderings have been released of what would be the tallest tower in the Harlem neighborhood of Manhattan, a 42-story structure with Thomas Memorial Wesleyan Methodist Church and a 3-story theater occupying the lower levels, New York Yimby reports. The skyscraper at 260 to 270 West 126th Street, just west of the world-famous Apollo Theater, would have 34 residential floors that average 8,700 square feet per level. Also on the drawing boards are a classroom, a kitchen, a meeting room, and administrative areas, presumably for the church. A curtain wall has a mix of floor-to-ceiling panels, corner balconies, and terraces. No construction time frame was announced. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.